It has been a long and bitterly fought battle, but today the new Fire Rescue Victoria becomes the lead fire and rescue agency responding to emergency incidents in major regional centres across Victoria. I would have liked to have spoken to them about how this will work, how it will unfold, but I can't, of course, because Fire Rescue Victoria, even though we requested them yesterday for today, have declined to come back to us and actually do an interview. They are now in charge of major regional centres. The Fire Rescue Victoria organisation takes with it the CFA's paid firefighters, some trucks, support staff, and follows the sudden resignation of the CFA's CEO, Steve Warrington, who quit just days before the deal was done. Gary Cook is the acting chief officer of the CFA. Why is Fire Rescue Victoria not everywhere this afternoon explaining to regional Victoria how this deal is going to work?
Well, look, I can't speak for Fire Rescue Victoria, unfortunately, Nicole. I joined the Commissioner, Mr. Ken Block, this morning for the official opening at and the flag lowering of the MFB flag and the raising of the Fire Rescue Victoria flag at Eastern Hill at their number one station, but I can't speak for what other movements have been going on during the day.
You must have a view, though, that given that this is now the new body which is responsible for emergencies in major regional centres, being completely absent from a program which speaks only to regional Victoria?
Well, as I said then, Nicole, I probably can't speak for the Commissioner or any of the representatives from Fire Rescue Victoria. I'm sure they've got other activities that they're engaged in, but my focus today has been on our CFA people, and you know, we've got a proud 75-year history and we're looking forward to, you know, the challenges ahead. This change has been really difficult, and there's no shying away from it. It's been challenging. It's been difficult. A number of our people have made their opinions well known, but we are where we are, and what's important to me now is that CFA as an organisation and our people, who are just some of the best people you'll ever meet, get on with our job in protecting the communities in which we protect, getting ourselves ready for a fire season, which, you know, in a normal year for the Mallee is probably only 4 months away. So we've got the challenges of COVID and those things that are making our lives a bit difficult. We need to now get on with the job and make sure that we're looking ahead.
What happened to Steve Warrington?
Oh, look, that's a matter for Steve. He hasn't spoken out about that. Steve's a great leader of CFA and a colleague of mine for well over 30 years, so I have the greatest admiration for Steve, and his conduct, as I think everybody would have seen last summer, was unquestionable. But
well, the speculation is that he refused to sign a document which carved up the CFA, gave all of the power to Fire Rescue Victoria and the United Firefighters Union, and he, like a long line of CFA officials before him, including the board and the emergency services minister, was forced to resign. This is what Garth Head, speaking on behalf of volunteer fire brigades last week, told us about his departure.
Well, basically, Steve Warrington stood up to the government, as did his board for a while, trying to negotiate what would happen with the changeover and the various promises made by government that they were reneging on, as reported in the press. His board were directed by the minister in writing, and on Tuesday night they folded and directed him to sign the necessary documents. He refused. He thought they were unfair, inappropriate, and ultimately damaging to the safety of Victorians for the CFA. So, he was put under immense pressure. I understand he was hospitalised on Wednesday. I think, as I understand it, through Thursday, he thought, well, enough's enough. This is impacting my health, my family, and so on. And at 4 o'clock, he delivered or had delivered his resignation.
Is that what happened to Steve Warrington, the former CEO of the CFA? Gary,
there's a few things in there which I would say would have to be speculative from my behalf. Nicole, I couldn't comment on some of those at all. Look, what I do know is that there were, and actually continue to be, some matters that have to be resolved. And I've certainly been given the task to continue to resolve some of those matters. So we've one of the matters that, you know, we were working our way through is, and you mentioned about the staff leaving, and I do want to acknowledge all of the CFA career staff who have moved to Fire Rescue Victoria in doing that. You know, well over 1,300 career firefighters, some who have only been with our organisation for 6 months, but some of those for, you know, coming up on 40 years. So a lot of our people have you know, said goodbye to their organisation today and gone to a new entity. In terms of those matters, we've got 240-odd people that will come back from Fire Rescue Victoria to support CFA in our management and operational command structures. So, and we want to make sure that those arrangements are suitable for all the parties in that process.
What do you think about losing 240 of your best and brightest?
Oh, look, I guess that, you know, the decisions have been made around that. What we're doing now...
What I asked was, what do you think of losing 240 of the CFA's best and brightest? You're now the head of the CFA. You're presiding over an organisation which many volunteers say has been gutted and has been repositioned in a system which makes them second and third class citizens.
Yeah, of those people that we're referring to, and they are our, you know, assistant chief fire officers and commanders, our managers, community safety, a number of instructors, those people left the employ of CFA yesterday and are now employed by Fire Rescue Victoria, but today came back to work in the same buildings, delivering the same services to the same people.
Yeah, wearing Fire Rescue Victoria uniforms.
So the uniform matter is still one of those matters that we're in discussions with. So I've certainly, the people I've been talking to today were still in their CFA uniform today.
So you send, not you personally, but the system sends away or takes away 250 of your best and brightest CFA paid firefighters and then returns them or attempts to return them in the uniforms of the organisation who have just carved away these staff from the CFA. Don't you think that that is insulting at best to those who remain within the organisation who didn't want this carve-up in the first place, that you would not only, not you personally, but the system would knock off their colleagues and then send them back in the uniforms of the organisation that knocked them off?
Yeah, I think probably the key thing for me, Nicole, and I've been around for a fair while in the emergency management sector, and I've seen a lot of different uniforms and a lot of different people come and go. What you find is that when, and it was demonstrated last year and will be into the future, I guess, is that people from all types of uniforms in the emergency services, and in fact people who are not in uniforms as well, come together in times of significant emergency in communities and get the job done. And I understand the symbolism of uniform and the importance of it, but also understand that our job in all the emergency service sector is to provide services to protect the communities of Victoria.
But the message is, not only are we splitting up your beloved CFA, we're going to send back managers from the organisation that split you up, and they're now in charge. Not only are they in charge when you're on the fire ground, but even when you're a volunteer and you're working for the CFA, they're in charge because they're going to front up in FRV uniforms. I mean, how divisive is that? Why would anybody do that in the first instance, when the agitation and the stress of this division is so palpable?
Yeah, I think just in terms of the uniform matter, I think that's still a matter that we're working our way through. So rather park that at the moment and say that we'll continue to work our way through that one. The bit about the matters of Fire Rescue Victoria and how that's come about, I guess that's been matters that have been decided through the Parliament. So our job now, and I know, as I said before, the change is difficult and the change is challenging, and I don't want to make that any or minimise that any more than it should be. I mean, it is exactly that.
How's it going to work on the fire ground if we're still fighting about who wears what uniform?
Well, I think that's probably what I was trying to explain there before, is that in the way that the sector works in Victoria, and it's been very successful in working in Victoria, is that many uniforms of many different organisations and professions come together to get the job done in times of emergencies. And, you know, I've been in major emergency events where there's been upwards of 30 different uniforms in a building, and people get on and get the job done. They actually, you know, it's a case of knuckle down. They've got the interests of the community and the outcomes of the community at the centre of what they do. So I'm not, again, I don't want to minimise the issue of uniform, but I also say that the important thing for us here, and I guess the expectation of the community of Victoria, is that we are where we are, and now what's really important now is that we get on and sort the matters that need to be sorted. Let's not walk away from that. Sort the matters that need to be sorted, but at the same time, we need to set ourselves a task of getting on and getting focused. I mean, our organisation has got a magnificent, proud history. I mentioned before of 75 years, but you can go back 150 years in some of our locations where the original Country Fire Brigades board was in place. And you know, it's a magnificent history, and there's been change along the way. This is another change, and we and the leaders all around the state, volunteer leaders, our senior operational leaders, the deputy chiefs in particular in the regions, are all looking now to say, okay, so we are where we are. It's the 1st of July. We've got to now get ourselves set and get ourselves focused.
Did you sign the carve-up document that Steve Warrington refused to sign?
So there's a number of documents, Nicole, some of which have yet to be finalised, and we'll have some ongoing negotiations around that in the coming weeks.
But you signed.
Sorry?
But you signed.
So if you're referring to the secondment agreement, which let's cut to the chase. So we're working our way through. So we've got a transitional arrangement, and we will continue to work through the specific details of the secondment agreement in the coming weeks.
But the deal is done.
The deal is the 1st of July was the proclamation of Fire Rescue Victoria. So we've got Fire Rescue Victoria started today. CFA continues with the 38 career fire stations moving across to Fire Rescue Victoria. And my interest now is making sure that CFA is strong, focused, and that our people, who are the centre of our organisation, are cared for and looked after, and making sure that we deliver great services into the future for the communities in which we serve.